Lord, if we just praise you all day long, it still wouldn't be enough. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to be able to come into your presence. Your word says that where two or three come in your name for the intent of serving you or seeking your face or just being in your presence, you said that if two or three of us would do it, there you would be in the midst. So we say thank you, because we know that you're in the house this morning. And Holy Spirit of God, we give you permission to have your way. We pray that you would open our eyes to see all that God is showing us. Open our ears to hear all that you are saying to us. Give us hearts to receive what God is doing and saying right now. Holy Spirit of God, help me to decrease. And I ask that you would increase in me to show forth the goodness, his goodness and his glory through his holy word. I ask that you would do these things in the name of Jesus. Take us deep in there this morning and show us what you have come to do. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of this congregation agrees by saying, amen, 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 hallelujah. And you may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Truly there's been enough prayer and enough praise in this house this morning for us to be able to receive what God is saying. Hallelujah. So we are praying that the Holy Spirit just minister to us. Have you been getting anything out of these services? What are they entitled? That's right. Empowered to live right by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has come to empower us. He empowers us by knowledge. Hallelujah. And you don't get too young to be filled with this power. We want this place, this house, that God has called us to worship in, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If this is kind of scaring some of you, we're sorry. We're sorry. But we're just going to have to keep on doing it. And we hope that, you know, you will loosen up and allow God to just go ahead and empower you. Because it's for all of us. And it's for today. And it's for us that are in this earth. Because we're not going to need it when we leave this place. In this world that is filled with trouble, if there were ever a time that the church need to be empowered by the Spirit of God, it's right now. Hallelujah. He has come to show us Jesus and all that he has done for us. He has come to show us what Jesus is saying to us right now. Jesus, the Word of God. Amen. Which leads me to know or to believe that we can't have no relationship with Jesus without this power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to turn with me to chapter 15, starting at verse 26. Well, we've already been there, Sister St. Clair. But look at somebody say, chapter 15 of St. John's, I'm sorry. And starting at verse 26, we just want to work it till all you can think is the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And we don't want to be ignorant concerning this awesome power that God has given to the church. Hallelujah. We can't even pray like we should pray till we get filled with the Holy Ghost. We can't do it. We can't have no vision without the Holy Ghost. So, I mean, we might as well just settle down and get us some Holy Ghost. Amen. We can have it as old folks. We can have it as medium old folks. We can have it as young adults. We can have it preteen. And we can have it baby-wise. I mean, like, we just need to get us some Holy Ghost. Nothing more precious than to send your kids to school filled with the Holy Spirit of God. As messy as it is, send them into the daycare centers filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And you help them to be refreshed in that daily as parents. So if we have St. John's chapter 15, and I'm telling you, I'm not going to rush with these messages of the Holy Spirit, because it's really senseless just to rush through it to get to something else. When this is what we need to be able to get any and everything God has given us. Somebody didn't get that. The Holy Spirit is what we need to be empowered. It is our enabler to be able to receive not one thing God has for us, every bit of it. That's what I'm talking about. See, that makes sense to me. You can't get nothing from God. You can't see God. You can't hear God until you get this empower, this enabler to help us to receive what God is saying. I mean, like, he is who helped us to receive the joy and the peace that Jesus died for us to have. It's already ours. But we can't even get a hold to it until we get this power. You know, we talked out of, I believe it was 1st or 2nd Corinthians last week about the world can't see him in St. John's, so the natural mind can't receive him in Corinthians. And we can't know God except it's by his Spirit. Some of you that wasn't here Wednesday night, you really ought to get that CD, that teaching, because I've been teaching again on Wednesday nights, but I'm teaching on Wednesday nights so I can get this Holy Ghost message out. So, you know, and we talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit is like an IV line. When you put in the hospital, I want you to hear this. When you go into the hospital, before they even give you a room, down in the emergency room, or even if you're going out on an outpatient basis, before you get to your destination of real treatment, they put a line in you so that your body will be able to receive whatever they want to put in you. And I want you to think of this Holy Ghost as an intravenous line that's put in you, in your spirit. So whatever God want to inject in you, he don't have to try to find no vein. He've already found it. And all he got to do is just to inject more of him in you, more of his wisdom, more of his knowledge, more of his love, more of his... And that vein we're talking about is your heart, it's your spirit. Because your spirit need to be rebirthed. But it's the Spirit of God that's injected in you. So just think on him as that line. Stop thinking of him as being a big bad wolf. He's not a big bad wolf. The Bible said when he, the Holy Ghost, has come, he's a gentleman. He's gentle. But he's a person. Hallelujah. He is the person of God. Hallelujah. That ought to make you excited that the God you are struggling to get to has already come to you. Now we ought to let him be injected. Forget about what all your neighbors and stuff are saying. All your unsaved kin people. Now, kin people ain't unsaved. They go to church. Well, then they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't let them tell you it doesn't take all of that. It takes all of God's Spirit for us to be able to do what God is telling us to do. Because I don't believe that we're just your typical, ordinary place of worship. I believe that we are a school. He's teaching us. He's putting the real stuff in us to go into the highways and the byways and go into the rural areas and go into the cities that, you know, where we need to be and set up churches and hallelujah and keep the same message going. This place is not supposed to be a lukewarm church. This place is supposed to be hot.